Philip Semple Peel, actually, these are indicated. Today's date is 09/24/2022. Dictation is for Denia Guerrero. Guerrero spells G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O. Denia spells D-U-N-I-A. Date of birth is 06/09/1974. A 48-year young lady here with discoloration to her nail. Period. Next line, patient said this has been going on for approximately 6 months. She came in for treatment options for this condition. She said sometimes she has some pain in her around the area and her toe, but today's pain is not too bad, period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history. Diabetes. Next line, obesity. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next line, family history, cirrhosis of the liver. Next line, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next line, medications, none. Next line, allergies, none. Next line, review systems. Patient indicated that her father has a history of cirrhosis of the liver and she's concerned. She just wants to make sure that she doesn't have that also. Also, we talk about the correction. She denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies weight loss. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and a few distress vital signs are as follows. Her PSAT is 100%. Blood pressure is 121/79, pulse 61, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity, no rebung, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort, no advent, no respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychomycosis. Assessment number two is extremity pain. Number three, abdominal distension. Number four, obesity. Number five, family history of liver cirrhosis. Please go back to physical exam. Lower extremities, toe, physical exam to foot. Yellow discoloration of her toe, great toe, bilaterally. There's mild periungular edema and edema, mild tenderness to palpation, neurovascularly intact, period. Back to plan. Today we'll start patient on ketoconazole. But I would like to make sure her liver is fine. I offered her labs to check her liver, but she indicated that 2 or 3 days ago she had some labs drawn. And she was told everything was fine. This may have included her liver. She does not have the documentation with her. So I proceed to do a ultrasound of her liver. Her lower extremity, because of she's diabetic, and to assess the circulation or lower extremity. Period. Ultrasound revealed no abnormalities of her liver and other structures in her abdomen, as well as circulation appears well. Next paragraph, patient will be started on ketoconazole, 200 milligrams. She was advised to take 1 PO daily for 30 days. Strongly encouraged to return in 30 days so we can check her labs to see if this medication has any impact on her liver. She says she understands and will comply. End of dictation.